The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show today. It's a little something for everybody. First hour, we're going to have Mike Mahler on. We're going to be talking about a subject that is near and dear to everybody's heart, and that is sex and how you can achieve better sex through chemistry. And the second half of the show, we have New York Times best-selling author Gary Taubes, who recently appeared on the Dr. Oz show. And the show was billed as the man who disagrees with everything Dr. Oz says. And in actuality, Gary really disagreed with everything that Dr. Oz talks about nutrition. I am the man who disagrees with everything Dr. Oz says. Everything that comes out of his mouth is flawed because he tries to dumb it down for the average American, and science gets lost like the baby in the bathwater. But first, my guest this hour, as I said, Mike Mahler. He's a fan favorite. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to be back.
And this is obviously a subject that's important to a lot of people. Better sex through chemistry.
Yeah, it really is, because at the end of the day, I always say when it comes to hormone optimization, the first thing we look at is whether someone actually has a healthy sex drive and how they're feeling. Because if sex drive is low, then we know that they're way off, and it doesn't really matter what the lab work says. They could have optimal numbers, but if their sex drive is low for whatever reason, that means they're not in a healthy state. So, yes, we all like having sex and so forth, but it goes beyond that in the sense that sexual health is actually a really good indicator of overall health, because when your body is healthy, you're in a basically a procreating state, and when your body is really unhealthy, that's basically nature's way of saying, hey, you're unhealthy, don't go out there
and make babies. Right, exactly. it's interesting. The 3 points I want to make here. First of all, there are two aspects to a healthy sex life. Number one is libido, and number two is functionality. They are independent of each other. There are lots of men out there who have no problems. They don't have ED, but they don't have a libido, and women as well.
Absolutely.
And there are lots of people out there who have a healthy libido, but functionally, both men and women, they just can't perform. So there are two aspects to that, and something you said that's very, very critical. You know, we forget that we're animals. And as part of the animal kingdom, like all animals, sex is really for creating offspring to continue the species, to fight against the downward pressure of the evolutionary selection process. And if there are times of famine or you're starving yourself for dieting, generally we don't reproduce well because the body says, wow, there's not enough food to feed the ones that are here. We shouldn't bring any new ones into the world. The same is true of stress. When our environment is sending signals to our body that say, you know what, this is a bad environment, the body goes, well, we don't want to bring offspring into this world because there's a problem here. And yet again, like you said a moment ago, when we are not healthy, ill animals should not be giving birth to ill offspring, or better yet, ill animals should not be giving birth to healthy offspring that they cannot take care of then. So all of these things will keep us from creating offspring and hence affect our libido and ability to function. What would you say to those statements, Mike?
I mean, that's absolutely correct. And you also made a good point early on in that a lot of people use hormone replacements, such as a lot of men take testosterone and so forth, and their sex drive goes up, but they don't have the function. So now they have to go back to the doctor, they get Cialis, and they get Viagra, and that's all fine and good, but I think these are still surface solutions.
Yes.
And the real question is, why is the sex drive low in the first place, or if the sex drive is fine, why is the function?
Why are the tools not working?
Why is the function not optimal?
Right.
And then we go from there and try to figure out these things. And there's really several factors that come into play. And what's interesting is basically everything that I've ever talked about on all the times that I've been on Superhuman Radio plays a critical role in sexual health, such as if you have too much inflammation, you're going to have a really poor circulation. So if you're in a really high inflammatory state, forget about having really good sexual function. You know, if you have insulin resistance, nutrients are not getting to where they need to go. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if in some ways erectile dysfunction is, we could even call it type 4 diabetes, where type 3, the nutrients are not getting to the brain. Type 4, the nutrients are not getting to the other brain.
Well, more importantly, right, the other head on the body. More importantly, we know that this is a fact, and we can call it type 4 diabetes, and Mike Mahler will go down in history as coining the term. Erectile dysfunction in this day and age is directly related to insulin resistance, and I can tell you exactly why, and it's very, very simple. When insulin levels are high, the adrenal glands and the kidneys overproduce angiotensin-converting enzyme. Many of you have heard of ACE inhibitors to control high blood pressure. Well, the purpose of angiotensin-converting enzyme is to shut off all the peripheral vasculature, all the little blood vessels in the body, to keep blood closest into the center of the core of the body to nourish the organs, because this was usually when we were being chased by a dinosaur. So the body says, okay, all that blood that's out there keeping the skin nourished, that's really not important if we're getting chewed up. Let's get all of the blood into the organs, into the heart, into the functional part of the body, so that we can really kick it into gear and get the hell out of here. Well, when you are insulin resistant, and you are continuing to consume a diet that promotes insulin resistance, angiotensin-converting enzyme is running rampant in your body constantly, constantly shutting off the small vasculature. Now, let's talk about the cavernous portion of the penis, the fibrous portion of the penis that fills with blood. There's a name for it. I can't think of it. It's like cavernous something. I can't think of what it is. But this is basically a network of microscopic and ultra-small vasculature. Well, guess what? Angiotensin converting enzyme is closing off that vasculature in your penis. Your penis cannot get erect if blood can't get in, and hence the link to insulin resistance. Very, very simple. I challenge anybody to argue that point with me.
No, that's a great point, and I don't think you're going to find anyone that can argue that. That's just dead on. So then in addition to insulin resistance and too much inflammation, hormone imbalances, of course, play a role. And a lot of men always think, okay, let me just drive up my testosterone and my sex drive will go way up. But there really has to be a balance between testosterone and estrogen. And what many find is that if they're on testosterone replacement and they take something like Arimidex, which lowers estrogen across the board, is that if estrogen goes too low, not only does your drive go down the drain, but function does as well. Like, there's a lack of sensitivity in the penis.
And I learned this firsthand, and I'm going to speak, you know, people never want to talk about their own personal issues life, right? I was using 2 grams of testosterone a week at one point in time. And people would think, oh my God, 2 grams, your libido, your sex drive, your functionality has to be like through the roof. And it was for a short period of time, but then I started to have some issues, and most of them were functional issues. And it wasn't until Dr. Mark Gordon sat down and explained to me the delicate balance between DHT and libido, and not just circulating DHT, not just DHT in the bloodstream, but the conversion of testosterone to DHT in the brain when libido is supposed to be the highest becomes challenged when you have ultra high superphysiological levels of testosterone in your body. And he was the first one to tell me, well, you know, Carl, most pro bodybuilders have to use Cialis, Levitra, or Viagra because they can't get erections when they want to because of these ragingly out of balance hormone levels. And that's when it dawned on me, wow. So in other words, more is not better when it comes to testosterone.
Yeah, that's really the case. And that's the mistake a lot of people make, is they feel that they should take testosterone as high as possible and take estrogen as low as possible. And I've even heard anti-aging doctors say that, which is just completely irresponsible and incorrect. And I'm not saying all anti-aging doctors.
Yeah, but some of the flakes out there. Right.
I've been to lectures where they say, hey, the goal is with our men to take testosterone really high and then get estrogen as low as possible. And I go, come on, you guys really have not researched this well. But also what you said about DHT is very important. In fact, DHT is way more important for erection function as well as sex drive than testosterone. And that's why all of these products such as sal palmetto and things like that, which block conversion of testosterone into DHT, that's not necessarily what you want unless you have super high levels of DHT, because DHT is critical for sex drive and sex function, much more important than testosterone. And like we talked about last time, it's a neurosteroid as well. So sex drive starts in the brain. It doesn't start downstairs.
Bingo.
And that's a mistake. That's a mistake with something like Viagra. It's like, all right, you take a Viagra and you may get an erection, but that doesn't mean you may be walking around with an erection without a high sex drive. And that's not the
which
solution
is basically
either.
Which it basically becomes something to hang your towel on after you get out of the shower.
Right.
That's all.
Right. And then also, I mean, you want to have it's not you're not going to have good sex, for example, if that spark, that feeling is not there. So just taking a pill and then saying, "Okay, I'm ready," 45 minutes later, that's not likely to make your partner excited or frankly yourself excited, because
right.
it all starts in the brain, and if your brain chemistry is way off, then the hormonal system is not going to be perfect either. It's not going to come in as well as it should. And with women, progesterone is really important. Men, DHT is important. Women, progesterone is very important. And when progesterone goes really low, women find that, well, it's like the Sahara Desert. You know, they're not feeling good. They're not feeling optimal, and they're not ready to go. But also with women, and this is not discussed a lot, sexual health with women is rarely ever discussed in detail. You know, we don't see the equivalent of Viagra or Cialis for women, and that's a shame. But in some ways, it's a much more complicated endocrinology that we're dealing with. And a lot of it is with mental health, where if the neurotransmitters are way off, like dopamine is really low and so forth, not only is sex drive going to be low, but just overall energy is low. So just the desire for sex.
Yeah, women really mean it when they say, "I'm too tired." A lot of guys will complain. They'll say, you know, every time I want to make love, you know, my partner says she's too tired. Well, you know what? It's not just physically tired. They're mentally tired. And when they think about having an orgasm, they go, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to really work hard at it. I don't want to do this right now."
Right.
Hey, let's do this, Mike. Hold that dope. You're going to talk about dopamine, right?
Yep. Correct.
All right. And that's really an important, that's another one that's very overlooked in the balance for libido. Let's take our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll cover dopamine, and then let's start talking about the supplements that work for men and for women when they want to improve their libido, their functionality, their sex life. We're talking with Mike Mahler today about better sex through chemistry. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often, you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at Orbit Nutrition. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take a better dance now. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Mike Mahler. We are talking about better sex through chemistry. Professor Philip Filimonov will be on the show this coming Monday to discuss some of the other peptides that many of you have asked about. IGF and its various counterparts, MGF and its various counterparts, and I will be giving an up-to-date report on my experience with PT-141 or bremelanotide, which is the only real aphrodisiac known today. I've experimented with it. I will give my report on Monday. Okay, so with that being said, Mike, you wanted to talk about one of the neurochemicals that is probably most overlooked when it comes to libido and sex drive, and that is dopamine.
Yeah, dopamine is really important, and just like we talked about on the brain health shows, the goal is not to get dopamine as high as possible, but to create a balance within the neurotransmitters. So dopamine, GABA, serotonin, these are all very important for just optimizing the brain chemistry. But out of all of those, dopamine is critical because dopamine is what gets us not only excited about sex, but excited about pleasure in general. So if your dopamine levels are really low, you're just not going to feel like seeking out pleasure. You're just not going to feel good. You're going to tend to gravitate towards things like eating junk food and sugar and things like that. So you're just not going to feel at your best. And you're just going to have kind of a burned out feeling. And when you have a burned out feeling and you don't feel good, sex drive is really not going to be high at that point. So this happens to a lot of women where they just have mental burnout. And something like mucuna bean, which I like a lot, mucuna is a really powerful way to ramp up dopamine levels. And you want to make sure you don't take too much because it can cause some anxiety if you overdo it. So just a small dose. And I like a company called Sattva Herbs. They make a really good mucuna, very high concentration of the L-DOPA, but not super high. So just one cap for most women I find works really well. This is a lot of my female clients who just complained about low sex drive and just not feeling good. Sometimes it can be instant. Within 24 hours, all of a sudden they feel a lot better and their sex drive goes up. So it can be pretty powerful.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's what I was going to ask you. Mucuna is also, because it actually has a form of L-DOPA in the bean, that's where the magic comes from. Obviously,
yeah.
This is, as you point out, this is not something to use willy-nilly because L-DOPA can actually overexcite the dopaminergic neurons. But however, is this something that just could be taken an hour before someone is about to enjoy a moment with their partner, or is this something that you have to like preload with, use it for a few days before you?
Yeah, I don't think it would be something that you would take as a pre-sex supplement. I think it's something that you want to get in a regimen. So let's say a woman has low dopamine and it's good for men too. So I'm not saying this is a female supplement only, but it's good for men and women with low dopamine. It's something you want to take daily and then cycle on. Let's say 8 weeks on, about 4 weeks off. And so it's not something necessarily where it's going to kick in 45 minutes and you're all of a sudden you feel like having sex. It's something where as it builds up, you just notice that your mood's a lot better and if your sex drive is going to follow and you just have more pleasure-oriented feelings.
Now, I'd like to add something to that, the importance of dopamine.
Sure.
Dopamine can actually, for men out there, prolong your session, if you will. For those of you who seem to climax too early or feel that you do, the delicate dance between dopamine and serotonin is what allows you to build to a crescendo and then climax. if serotonin remains too high, you can't orgasm. That's what happens with people who are on antidepressants, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct. And also, a lot of times when people are on antidepressants, they just don't have a sex drive at all, because the problem with antidepressants is, you know, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, is that you're getting this high level of serotonin that's staying up for a while, but serotonin, when it's too high, it just makes you feel numb. So yeah, you may not be depressed anymore, but you're not feeling anything anymore. And this is a very common side effect that you hear all the time from people that take Prozac and stuff like that, Zoloft and whatnot, is that you just go numb. So just ramping up serotonin, to me, doesn't make sense at all for fighting depression. I know that's a separate subject altogether, but also it's going to have some negative effects on your sex drive and function and so forth. So dopamine is really important, but GABA is also very important, because if we don't have enough GABA, then we're in this anxiety state. So if you just have anxiety and you're stressed all the time, again, you're not going to have a high sex drive. So it's not about getting dopamine as high as possible. It's about creating that balance, which we talked about on the Brain Health Show, so I don't want to go into that too much, because we already discussed dopamine and GABA. But both are very critical. It's not just about estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. It all starts in the brain, so that's very important. Now, with the supplements, I think the first thing people need to do, actually, before getting into supplements, is you want to make sure you have about 30-40% of your calories from good fats. Some people will do with more, because you need to give your body the building blocks for optimal hormone production. If you take all the supplements in the world and you don't have enough fat in your diet, you're not going to get the benefits you want. So if you're looking for a hormonal optimization, 30-40% of your calories from fat. I actually do better with more fat than that. I would say at least 50% of my calories come from good fat sources. I find that I'm a fat fuel person, where if I don't have a good amount of fat before workouts, for example, I just drag. Or if I don't have a good amount of fat in a meal the night before I teach a seminar, I'll be dragging the next day. And this has occurred many
times. And that's got to be a real issue in this fat-phobic society that we have
today. Absolutely. I think it's ridiculous. And I know your next guest will, I'm sure, hit that point harder as well. But people tend to think that if they eat too much, they eat fat, they're going to get fat, and it just doesn't work that way. Fat is the most critical macronutrient for hormone optimization, and that's a show in and of itself, so I won't just keep going on that point, but just bottom line is fat's important. Now, when it comes to men, I'll start with some good supplements for men, and then we'll talk about some stuff for women, and then there's some crossover, like Mucuna, for example, is good for both men and women. With men, I really think that Bulbine natalensis is going to emerge more and more as an outstanding aphrodisiac and just male enhancement product in general.
Why do you feel that is? I mean, obviously it's considered a phytoSERM, sort of like nature's clomiphene. Why do you feel that is?
Well, I mean, it just ramps up testosterone dramatically. I mean, everyone that has been on it, including myself, have noticed a really big increase in free testosterone. I have about maybe 15, 20 friends that are on it right now, some of them clients. And every single one of them, without exception, within 7 to 10 days, notices that their sex drive just goes through the roof. And people feel like they're 18 again. And, you know, single guys are just like, every time I see a woman, I'm getting aroused. You know, it's like that kind of feeling. So you're feeling like you're 18 again with a really high sex drive, and you're feeling good.
And I have to tell you, but I think there's more to it than just the testosterone, as we pointed out. I think because SERMs are selective in by tissue and how they act. You know, they act like an estrogen blocker in some tissue, and they act like estrogen in other tissue. The only reason why I'm saying this is because recently I started to use 25 milligrams of clomiphene citrate to help, under Dr. Crystal's advice, to help reestablish testicular function, because I've been on hormone replacement therapy for so long.
Yeah.
And I noticed my libido is coming up really fast. And I think there's something more to it than just the testosterone, because I'm on a fixed dose of 250 milligrams a week at this point in time. So there has to be some other magic in a SERM. And I believe, and you're right, I can understand why Bulbine would be effective, because it is a phytoSERM, but I do believe it's more than just the net result of the testosterone elevation. What do you think of that?
No, I think you're correct. And testicular sensitivity is very important. And that's one of the things with hormone replacement. The longer you're on it, obviously the less of that you're going to have. And that's why some of the side effects can be actually a lower sex drive, even though the blood work shows that your testosterone is really high. And as we discussed, it's more than just testosterone, but testosterone does play a role in, obviously, in high sex drive. And when you lose that sensitivity to it, per se, your sex drive is going to go down, and then that balance is going to be thrown off too. So Bulbine definitely there's definitely more that we're learning about it as more research comes out and as more supplement companies pick it up. You know, as I discussed previously, I'm working on my own formulation of Bulbine and some other stuff that I think is going to be outstanding, and we're going to have some prototypes of that very soon. But I think Bulbine is going to continue down the path of being just a great male enhancement product. I'm very curious to see how it works in women. We haven't seen any research on women yet. And I don't think it will necessarily increase testosterone in women, but we can't say that for sure at this point. But I would like to see some women try it.
Well, it may increase fertility in women. And if and we just, let's go back for a second. We know that clomiphene citrate, which is a SERM, is used in fertility clinics to help stimulate ovulation in women who aren't ovulating. Now, let's go back to what we said earlier. The procreation occurs when the body feels like it's time to create offspring, and libido follows the need for procreation. So I have a funny feeling that clomiphene citrate will increase libido in women for a different reason than it does in men, but because of the linkage as a fertility drug.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think Bulbine can be very beneficial for women, and I look forward to seeing some more results
and,
on that.
And it also should be said, it also should be said that you're not pimping Bulbine because you're going to be selling it. You're going to be selling it because you've decided that it's really a great product.
Well, I mean, I like it so much, I've actually decided to create my own nutrition supplement company, and I'm designing a few supplements with my friend Anthony Roberts, and we're just looking at some different things. And, yeah, I mean, believe me, I'm not going to just stop what I'm doing and say, hey, I'm going to build my own nutrition company unless I really believe strongly in something. But not only were my results great with Bulbine, but everyone, once we get the dose dialed in, who's on it, and people are taking Phytoserms 347 and they're taking Tropanol, which both have Prolensis, which is an important point. Don't just go out there and buy any Bulbine on the web. It's got to be Prolensis, and the two brands that I see that have Prolensis and decent formulations are the Phytoserms 347 from Ruthless Labs and Tropanol from, I believe, iForce Nutrition. And those are both good options for people that want to give Bulbine a shot. And it's not something you want to do where more is better. Basically, with the Phytoserms 347, if you're under about 185 pounds, one cap is a good dose to start off with. And then if you're over 200 pounds, about two caps. I find two caps works well for me. I'm at about 200 pounds. So one cap in the morning, one cap in the evening. I think it's great stuff. Most people I've found are on about two caps, guys that are working out hard and so forth. But everyone notices an increase in sex drive within about 7 to 10 days. And I'm sure there'll be non-responders, no question about that. But so far, everyone is really noticing it, usually within their first 3 days, but definitely within their first 7 to 10 days. And
Hey, Mike, we're going to go into a break, but we have a message on Facebook from Kevin Johnson, who is a huge fan of yours, by the way. He wants to know what kind of fats, and I know this isn't really necessary in the subject line here, it's more nutrition. What kind of fats do you eat?
I eat a lot of coconut oil. I don't eat any meat. I don't eat any animal products, which I know we're going to talk about at another show. But I really like coconut oil because I think the saturated fat is very important for hormone optimization as well, and that's a good source for me. And I also like the medium-chain fatty acids that are in it. But I also like nuts and seeds and olive oil. Just the standard fats that most of us are familiar with. None of the processed fats, just good, healthy vegetable fats. And what was it? Well, there's one more I was going to say that I really like. I like Udo's oil. It's a good blend of omega-3 fatty acids. So I'm pretty varied with it, but coconut oil comprises the
part. I love coconut oil. I keep it in the fridge, and I just break chunks of it off and eat it like it's white chocolate. It's so flippin' good.
Coconut oil is great for sugar cravings. It's great to take in between meals because it doesn't spike insulin. I mean, the benefits go on forever. It kills viruses. So coconut oil
is one of the saturated fats that everybody in America is afraid of. You know what? The heck with them. Look at America. They're getting sicker and dying every single day.
I know we're going to a break, but saturated fat, I feel, is a really good fuel source.
Well, and we want to talk about that for libido, because there's definitely a linkage between people with high fat diets and high saturated fat diets and hormonal levels. We're talking with Mike Mahler. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Gary Taubes. You're not going to want to miss that interview, because I think that Dr. Oz did Gary Taubes a great disservice, even though he kept saying he respected him. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never thought I'd had a rumor.
the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I want my listeners to show some love to Power Block. Power Block has signed on to be a long-term sponsor on Superhuman Radio. I love their products. I have a set of Power Blocks at home that I depend on when I can't get to the gym. Check them out. Go to powerblock.com. We're going to have Jay Vollmer on. They just came out with a new handle that turns every set of Power Blocks into kettlebells. So you have everything in one place. A dumbbell that goes up to 150 pounds and a kettlebell that goes up to 150 pounds. My guest today, Mike Mahler. We're talking about better sex through chemistry. Okay, Mike. Let's talk about saturated fat just for a second longer. Don't saturated fats play a large role in optimizing hormones?
Yeah, because they give us the building blocks via cholesterol, and cholesterol is basically what gives us all of our sex hormones. We need optimal amounts of cholesterol. And I think just alluding back to bovine, if you don't, I think bovine works in part at least from the start pathway of converting cholesterol into testosterone. So if you don't have enough fat in your diet, something like bovine, in my opinion, is not going to work very well, if at all. And that's just one of my theories with that. But in general, if we don't have enough of the fats that give us the cholesterol to build up the sex hormones, then no, we're not going to be hormonally optimized. And we see that over time with people that are on low-fat diets. Not only is their energy low, their skin looks terrible. I don't don't know why people still fall for this low-fat diet crap. It just amazes me that
let's talk just based
on how you feel. You feel like crap every day.
Right. But let's acknowledge what Mike just said by telling you that the origination of a product, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, arose as a result of the link between high-fat diets and sex drive. The guy who created Kellogg's Corn Flakes was a sexually repressed individual. He was probably had some real mental illnesses. He believed that all disease arose from this human sex drive, okay? And he learned after watching some of the research on cholesterol and sex drive that if you deprive people of foods that build cholesterol, their sex drive went down. Hence, he created Corn Flakes. Corn Flakes is a cereal today that everybody eats, but its original design was to be fed to teenagers whose libidos should have been the highest to deprive them of their libido. Sally Fallon was on my show two, three years ago when we did the first Cholesterol Myth show explaining how Kellogg's Corn Flakes came about. So there's proof right there. We've known about the link between high fat and libido forever.
Oh, yeah, and then regarding cholesterol, and I talked to Peter about, Dr. Rouse about this a while back. You know, Dr. Rouse likes to see cholesterol at around 200 to 250, because he finds that if it's too low, then your hormonal optimization is just not going to be in line. And I agree with that. I think in my case, I like to see between about 180 to 200. I like to keep my cholesterol in that range. And all this nonsense about just having super low cholesterol, not only is it a secondary indicator of heart health at best, but taking your cholesterol too low, you're going to have really bad mental decline. Your sex drive is going to go away. And if you look at something like Lipitor, it lowers cholesterol systemically. What are the first two side effects that people notice? One, they can't remember anything. Two, they don't have any sex drive. Sex drive is gone.
Yeah.
So cholesterol is critical for sex drive. And it's one of those things where people have to get over the fear and start taking charge of their health and doing some research. Don't go to a glorified pill dispenser for your health. And a lot of doctors get their information from pharmaceutical reps. So you might as well just go to a pharmaceutical rep and ask them for advice.
Yeah,
because
right.
That's where the information is coming from. And does that really sound like objective advice or objective information, rather? No. So you really have to take charge of these things. And also think about things from just a realistic standpoint. Just think about what your grandparents ate. My great-grandmother lived until she was 100 out in a farm in Montana, and she ate a lot of fat in her diet, a lot of butter, a lot of animal protein, a lot of animal fat, et cetera, and so forth. And not only did she live a long age, but up until, I would say around 99, she started losing a little bit of her mental acuity. But before that, I mean, in her 90s, she could remember stuff she did when she was 5 years old. She would tell me about her childhood. And she was just a really energetic lady that told great stories and just seemed to remember almost everything that ever happened to her.
Wow, that's amazing. You know what? We've really digressed. We need to get back on track. Before.
Yeah, let's
go ahead and hit some of the other. Okay, so we discussed Bulbine. What other supplements are good for sexual performance and libido?
Okay, I'm gonna. I have a couple other categories, but I'm gonna jump right into the sexual performance one just to make sure we cover all that. I'm gonna go through some of the common ones and then go through the pros and cons. Okay, the first one that's very common that we're all familiar with is Yohimbe, and Yohimbe was basically a predecessor of Viagra. Yohimbe has mixed results. Some people find that it really increases their drive and function, just their ability to maintain an erection goes up, and also their sex drive goes up. It has some aphrodisiac potential. The problem with Yohimbe is that it can really increase adrenaline hormones, so you're really fired up, your central nervous system is really wired, and it can just cause some anxiety as well. And I've taken Yohimbe off and on through the years. Sometimes I would take it as a pre-workout supplement, but it never really worked well for me for those reasons that I just mentioned. Just way too much anxiety. Sex drive would go up, but you just feel really wired and your heartbeat.
And that's a big deal right there, because older guys like me, you don't want your heart rate to go up for no reason at all unless you're exercising. So, you know, the elevated heart rate and the potential for increased blood pressure is always worrisome to me about Yohimbe.
Now, what some people do in formulas, there's one called Vigor RX, for example, what they'll do is they'll take Yohimbe and they'll add something such as GABA. So GABA is supposed to offset some of the stimulation or the high blood pressure effects and so forth of Yohimbe. I still don't think it's a great option, and it's one of those things where you're wired for several hours. So, I mean, let's say you take it an hour before sex, then you have sex. Several hours later in the day, you're still going to be feeling really wired and just overly stimulated. So I'm not a big fan of Yohimbe. I think a more progressive approach is something that works with a more multifaceted approach. And there's two supplements for men that they're focused on that I really like. One is called Super X, which my friend Dr. William Wong, who you've had on the show before, has written extensively about, from a company called Qi Health. And what Super X does is it really helps the adrenal gland and the brain communicate more effectively. This communication process is very important. When you're really sluggish, what happens is you may fire the signal in your brain for an erection or to increase your sex drive, you're about to have sex, but the adrenals are so worn out that communication process just misfires and the signals don't get where they need to go effectively. And as a result, you can't perform. So something like Super X, it contains Epimedium, which is also called horny goatweed, which has similar properties to Viagra. It can relax smooth muscle, inhibit PDE5. And then it has Tonkat Ali, which increases circulation. May have some benefits for testosterone, but I think the real benefit is more the kidney health that comes from it, as well as the circulation. Then it has Panax ginseng. And you take about 1 to 3 caps anywhere from about 1 to 3 hours. For some people, it can take a while to really get into their system. The reviews on this are extremely positive. I've taken it before. I think it's a great product. It works very well. Dr. Wong has a great article on his site about it. And this company in general, Qi Health, they make really good formulations. And I think what I like about what they do is they combine things in a way that makes sense. Because a lot of the male enhancement products will just be one ingredient. And that's really not the best approach you want to take. You want to have, if you go to any Chinese herbalist, they're not going to just send you away with one ingredient. They're going to make a blend based on what's going on with you. And for most people where they have any kind of sexual dysfunction, usually it's a multifaceted reason. The hormones are off, the brain chemistry is off, the adrenals and kidneys are not healthy. So something that's going to help enhance all of that is good. But still, I look at something like Super X as a short-term solution. So in other words, let's say I have a client where we're trying to get their hormones back in line, we're trying to get them back to feeling good. We don't want to wait 3 to 6 months for that individual to get back into having a good sex life and so forth. So something like Super X taken is something that is a short-term solution where they can get on it early on and start getting that sex drive back and sex function while we work on everything else, getting their hormones optimal, their brain chemistry optimal, adrenal health optimal.
That sounds good. Let's do this. We're supposed to take a break in a minute. Let's take the break early, and when we come back, let's hammer this real fast and get through the rest of the list. And obviously, people can find more information on your website, correct?
Yeah, correct. And then I'll also give recommendations on some of the stuff I'm mentioning as well.
Okay, all right. Sit tight. We're going to take a real fast commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get back with Mike Mahler, and he's going to list the rest of the supplements that can enhance your sex life, better sex through chemistry. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source
used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you need a reason to check out your new libido using some of Mike's information, my son Chase posted on Facebook that this Saturday, a full moon of epic proportions, the largest in over 20 years. Best time to check it out is right as the moon is on the horizon. There is an illusion that causes the moon to look even more stunning when seen through trees and ground effect. Thank you to my son Chase Lenore for posting that on Facebook. I'm going to be checking out the moon this Saturday. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's get back to it.
Yeah, I'll just get right to the point on the two supplements I like for men that increase performance. So this is stuff you would take an hour before sex, 90 minutes before sex. What I like about the two supplements is they stay in your system for a couple of days, too. So it's kind of like Cialis in that regard. It's not something where you just take it an hour before and... Or let's say the effects wear off in 4 hours. So it's not something where you take it and then you're panicking going, uh-oh, I better make sure I have sex within this time frame before the effects go away, that kind of thing.
Right.
And the two that I like are Amor-V from Ultimate Medical Research, and it's designed by a guy named Nick Delgado, who's got some really good anti-aging information. And the other one is Super-X, which I just mentioned. Both are similar formulations in that they have Epimedium and Tonkatalee, Sustenshi, Cordyceps, Panax Ginseng. These are just good Chinese blends based on Chinese herbal medicine, which goes way beyond just taking a pill and having an erection. It's about making your kidneys healthier, your adrenals healthier, and then just creating that synergy where your brain communicates effectively with the other organs. So those are two really good products that work really well. I haven't even seen any negative feedback on both. If you research either one of these, you'll see that it's a lot of positive feedback from men that have tried this. I think it's really good stuff. Now, I think women can take... I don't think there's any reason why women can't take either one in terms of any negative effects. I just don't know if it's going to have the same effects with women as it will with men in terms of just increasing the drive right away or increasing function right away. So those two are great. Now, other things that just for overall sexual health, arginine, of course, is important for men, as is carnitine. And arginine is kind of like a natural Viagra. It's not going to work like Viagra, though. So anyone who says that, hey, just take arginine instead, that's not necessarily going to work well. But it will increase the nitric oxide, which is very important for sexual performance and health. And let's see, moving on here, talking about women, I find that maca works very well. And I think maca increases progesterone levels in women, helps with adrenal health, and can also lower sex hormone binding globulin and free up testosterone a little bit. I don't think it's a great product for increasing testosterone. I never recommend it for that. But it does help with adrenal health, which is critical for sexual health. And a lot of women find that it increases their sex drive. Their libido goes way up when they take maca. So good recommendations for women would be maca and then mucuna. assuming that the brain health is off. And again, with Mucuna, you want to start low. Some of the Mucuna extracts are about 15% L-DOPA, and it can go anywhere up to 90% L-DOPA. I would recommend starting off on the lower side, 15% at about maybe 100 milligrams, and just start from there and see how that goes. Because I've taken too much Mucuna before, and it caused some pretty bad anxiety where I just felt pretty crappy for several days. You know, it took a, even after I stopped taking it, it took a while to get it out of my system. And it kind of made me gun-shy to try Mucuna. But once I cycled it out and started low and I found the right dose, not only do I like Mucuna for the dopamine boost, but with me, it actually helps with relaxation because I think I naturally have high dopamine. So I don't think it's something that just increases dopamine across the board. I actually find that the right dose of Mucuna actually helps me relax. I like taking it after workouts. But it also increases growth hormone quite a bit, so taking it before bedtime. And growth hormone is very important for overall health. And I think growth hormone is important for sexual health because, again, it's one of those thriving hormones. When our growth hormone is optimal, we're in that thriving state, that procreation state. And when growth hormone plummets, we're not. We're kind of in that declining state. And that's really why hormone optimization is so important, because these biochemical messengers are basically either saying we're thriving or we're not. And we want to be in that thriving state. Sex drive is all about thriving. If you're not in a thriving state, you're not going to have a high sex drive. It's just not going to happen. So adrenals, one thing more to think about the adrenals, good stuff for the adrenals to build up adrenal strength. I like Siberian ginseng, and this is stuff that's good for men and women. Korean ginseng, I'm a big fan of. Rhodiola, a Russian adaptogen, is also very good. Of course, magnesium oil, phosphatidylserine are also great for adrenal health.
I got to plug your product, okay? Magnesium is nature's natural ACE inhibitor. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show, the linkage between insulin resistance and angiotensin-converting enzyme? Well, guess what? Magnesium reverses angiotensin-converting enzyme's activity completely, as effectively as prescription drugs. You just have to get enough of it into your system. Taking it orally doesn't always work, getting it into your system. A good way to use it is transdermal magnesium. But now I have a question for you, Mike.
Sure.
You think there's any value in taking the transdermal magnesium and putting it right on the little soldier?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I don't know if anyone wants to volunteer to do that because it can be kind of a burning, uncomfortable sensation. So
if more magnesium gets in there and reverses the effects of ACE, then you would imagine that you would have fuller, plumper, kind of like ballpark Franks. They plump when you cook them, you know?
We'll have to put a post up on Facebook, see if we can get some volunteers to try that out. I'm not sure if I want to spray magnesium oil. Sensitive areas and magnesium oil don't seem to work too well in terms of the comfort side. But maybe a magnesium gel or something like that may work a little bit better. But magnesium is definitely important. But I just want to reiterate what we started at the beginning of the show, how you want to look at sexual health from a multifaceted approach and something where it's all about if you're healthy from a comprehensive standpoint, then your sexual health is going to be really good. And if it isn't for some reason, then you may need to dig deeper. There may be some mental things that are going on that you need to dig into. And a lot of times there's childhood trauma that are suppressed, you know, things like that. I'm not saying everyone has been through this kind of stuff, but sometimes we're complicated individuals, and it's going to take a lot more than just popping a pill and saying, okay, great, now everything is solved. Those are short-term solutions or times where maybe you want to have some fun and you want to have an extra performance element and so forth, but we want to get the foundation healthy, and that all revolves around addressing inflammation. You don't want to have excess inflammation and insulin resistance, as we said. I think erectile dysfunction really is type 4 diabetes. I think we could really say that. And erectile dysfunction is usually is one of the first signs of just going into that big aging decline where your body is basically breaking down in a big way. And it's one of the first signs that you need to take charge of your health and get going before other problems start occurring. And then hormonal imbalances are important. Again, you want testosterone optimal, and you don't want to drive estrogen down too low. I want to reiterate that point again, where people tend to love taking a lot of estrogen-lowering products, men especially. They'll just stack several things without looking at their levels to know where they're even at. And if you drive estrogen down too low, you will find that your drive goes down as well as your performance. I think testicular sensitivity just declines, where the ability to maintain an erection is actually very difficult now. So that balance between testosterone and estrogen is very important. I like Bovine, but Bovine lowers estrogen by 30%. So you want to be careful about adding other things to it, such as a race or something like Triazole, which I think are great products. But you don't want to lower estrogen too much, because you'll find that you'll actually have a high sex drive, but your function will be off.
Right.
It'll actually be really frustrating for a lot of people. So that's very important there. Don't just take everything under the kitchen sink. You know, focus on the fundamentals.
And that nature, add something and wait a while to see what it does. Don't just add a bunch of things, because then you won't know where the effects or the lack of effects are coming from.
Yeah, I agree. But with someone who has really high estrogen levels, I really feel Triazole from Driven Sports is a great product, really good ingredients. I think it works very well. So that's definitely my favorite estrogen control product. But it actually works so well that you want to make sure that you're not stacking it with other things, because Bovine lowers estrogen by 30% as well. So stacking the two and taking the highest dosage, for example, may have some negatives. And next, with men, remember, DHT is really important. So everyone always focuses on testosterone, but without optimal DHT, if we didn't have enough DHT, but DHT is basically what turns girls into boys.
Right.
And you're not going to have optimal organ development, for example, without DHT. You know, men that are born with extremely low levels of DHT, they don't have proper growth of the sexual organs. So DHT is really important for sexual organ function and health, and then also for sex drive in the brain. And it all starts in the brain.
Right.
So if you don't have sex drive from the brain, then it's not going to go anywhere else. And then with women, progesterone is really important. I like maca, and I like some of the other stuff like Siberian ginseng for women and mucuna and so forth. Some women may find that they're just not getting the effects they want from some of the herbal solutions and so forth, and that hormone replacement via progesterone gel, bioidentical hormone replacement, works very well for a lot of women. They find that their sex drive comes back almost immediately after taking progesterone. I've seen that often and often again. And Suzanne Summers actually wrote about that quite a bit, where she said she got to the point where her sex drive was just so low that when she had sex with her husband, she would just turn the TV on so she had something to occupy herself while that was going on. And she said she loves her husband, but the spark was just not there.
Yeah,
that spark was gone. And then when she started getting the hormones balanced, and she's on a lot of stuff, but she said the first thing that really made her feel better was the fact that her sex drive came back, her desire to have sex was there, she wanted to be with her husband and so forth. That all started coming back. And we don't want to downplay the importance of that spark. I think a lot of people in America like to downplay sexual as an important element of health, where it says, well, I'm getting older, sex drive is supposed to go down, this is just what happens. And when you lose that spark, it's not just a spark for sex drive, it's like your drive for life in general is
right.
just not there.
Right.
And you really cannot be genuinely happy, in my opinion, without a healthy sex drive. I just don't see how it happens, because it is that important for our overall health and mood.
I agree 1,000%. I have to ask you a question. My son is listening to the show, and he asked me to ask you if you know anything about goat tail extract. Now, I know about horny goat weed, but does goat tail extract, have you ever heard of that?
I've never even heard of that. Never heard of that.
I'm going to have to check this out. You know, my son is pretty well educated about a lot of stuff. Goat's tail extract. I wonder if he's confusing it with horny goat weed. I'll have to find out. I'll find out.
Yeah, that may be just another name for it or something like that. I was looking to that as well. I've never heard of that. And the horny goat weed is interesting stuff. I think stuff like that works better within a blend, which is why I like those two products, the More V and Super X. And Super X from Chi Health, the best, I would just put it in a Google search and find the best option in terms of price. And Amore V is from Ultimate Medical Research. Now, if you go to ultimatemedicalresearch.com, there is an option where I think you can just buy two or three caps, so you don't have to buy a full bottle. You can actually buy a sample pack and just see how it works for you. But those are the two supplements that I think that work extremely well. And if it doesn't work for you, then that to me is a sign that one, you may be a non-responder, but more likely you just have such an imbalanced physiology where your endocrinology is so compromised that you need to address all the fundamentals first. And again, I want to make sure that people understand that address the insulin resistance, address the inflammation, hormonal balance. Those are the most important areas to work on, the brain chemistry. And then some of the sexual performance stuff can be beneficial as well, but also as a short-term solution if you feel like you want something immediately while you're getting yourself back together.
Hey, Mike.
That's where I look at some of the products like that.
Hey, Mike, plug your website where people can go and get more information.
Yeah, my website is MikeMahler.com, and that's just MikeMahler.com.
Okay.
And feel free to shoot me emails if you have questions.
And Mike is a sponsor of the show. Show him some love and buy some transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Mike, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today, man.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
All right, talk to you again soon. All right, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to have not only Gary Taubes on the show, but my lovely and talented co-host and executive producer, Elisa Profumo, will be sitting in for the next interview because she happens to like Dr. Oz. So let's see if she can keep me squelched while I have Gary Taubes on. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My co-host on the Casual Friday show, which will be on tomorrow, where we expose more nutritional idiocy in America, Elisa Profumo is in the studio for this interview with Gary Taubes. How are you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
And the reason you're in the studio for this portion of the interview is because you happen to like Dr. Oz, right?
Well, I like Dr. Oz. I think he, excuse me.
That's okay.
Excuse me. Does a good thing for the audience, but you know, I don't believe in everything that he says.
Okay. But you're gonna temper me if I go too far off. And we're just going to discuss with Gary Taubes. How you doing, Gary?
I'm okay. Hi, Carl.
Yeah,
hi,
we're not gonna belabor this part about Dr. Oz, but I have to get some things out. My audience would feel that I was derelict of my duties if I didn't mention some of these things, because I actually talked about you after the interview, because I was really upset with Dr. Oz. And I'm always upset with Dr. Oz because his attempt to dumb down real science in order to make the masses go, ooh, he's so smart, totally abandons the message of the science and throws the baby out with the bathwater. And that's one of my big frustrations with him. But I feel that even though he methodically said to you how much respect he had for you, I felt that his interview was really a disservice.
It was interesting. I knew what I was getting into. Well, actually, I didn't, but I knew part of what I was getting into when I got on the air, because I knew they were going to portray me as the second coming of Atkins, and, you know, before we actually started filming the segment, this was taped in advance, I saw how they wanted me, you know, they got a can of lard as a prop for me, and I spent, it seems, half the show saying, well, no, I actually don't say that, no, this isn't actually my message, and they kept telling me, the producers kept telling me, this is entertainment, which is, so we have to play up the differences between you and Oz instead of playing up what we agree on. Regarding the science, it's interesting, because if you notice, towards the end of the show, Oz does more and more talking, and I do more and more smiling. I was going to watch it, by the way. My wife forced me to watch it. She said, I don't like watching myself on TV. What happened is, Oz would make a statement, saturated fat goes straight to your arteries, you know, I open people's chests up with bandsaws.
I cringe every time he said, I'm up to my elbows, and I want to say yes, because people eat the way you tell them to eat. That's why you will forever be up to your elbows in chest blood.
Well, and this is, yeah, that's a good point, and this is what, you know, so he'd make these statements, and then I'd say, well, that's nice, and it's a good perspective, but the actual clinical trials, the science disagrees with you. And if you actually go back and watch the show, if you can do it, you'll see that after I say the words clinical trials, they cut to Oz eating his 24 hours on the what they call the Gary Taubes diet, which is vaguely reminiscent of what I've been talking about. And, you know, after the words clinical trials, I had gone on to explain that a dozen trials had been done of comparing the diets that I talk about, the way of eating I discuss in my book, to the way of eating he discusses, and that in every one of these trials, for the most part, the people had better heart disease risk factors.
Right.
And I guess the way the editors felt, aside from the fact they had to cut some of the show, but, you know, Oz is supposed to be this source of indisputable medical wisdom.
Yes, he's the Wizard of Oz. My audience knows we affectionately refer to him as the Wizard of Oz. We don't call him Dr. Oz anymore, because he's this affable guy behind the curtain who presents himself like he's all-knowing and all-powerful. But the guy is really a bumbling talking head. That's all he is.
Well, you know, I'm sure he's a very good chest surgeon. you know, he's a good heart surgeon. The problem is, that's like being a very good plumber for the most part. It doesn't mean that you suddenly have command of the entire medical literature. And particularly, it takes, the point of my books was that when you actually go back and you have the copious time I have, that I'd have to say a heart surgeon with a national television show doesn't have, you can learn an awful lot about what where medical science went off the rails. And it's a problem. I don't know what to do about somebody like Oz. He has enormous influence.
That's the scary thing. See, that's the scary thing, that he has enormous influence. In one word, they're telling you this is entertainment. But it's not entertainment. People take him literally. I've heard him say things that made me cringe, that made me want to take my TV and throw it out of the house, because he frustrates me so much. I took great exception with him when he said to you, you're not a doctor. Why should anybody believe? And I wish I could have yelled in his ear, you are a doctor. No one should trust you. Because the medical orthodoxy is hand in hand with the big agricultural companies that are poisoning this country. And then doctors give them drugs that allow them to live broken lives instead of following a nutritional pattern that will actually cure them. You know, what you're espousing is no different than any Paleolithic style eater. And Dr. Cynthia Kenyon from UCS San Francisco just finished 16 years of work showing that the reduction in insulin and glucose spikes increases longevity and health, period. End of story.
Yeah, although Dr. Kenyon's work was in, I interviewed her several times. I think she's great, but she does work in groundworms. If they do those studies in humans, I'm confident. Obviously, it would do the same thing because I obviously live by this. But, yeah, the problem is they're never going to do the studies in humans. Actually, when you called, I was just, I've been working on a New York Times Magazine story that I hope will run someday on sugar and high fructose corn syrup, and the paragraph I was cleaning up was on, you know, this studies that would have to be done to actually constitute definitive evidence. You know, they take a decade, you need tens of thousands of people, they cost $500 million, no one's ever going to do them.
Elisa just made a face when you said high fructose corn syrup. What's on your mind, Elisa?
Well, there's just so much about high fructose corn syrup and how it's the same as sugar. What are your thoughts on that, Gary?
I think it's the same as sugar.
You really do?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's just, you know, the thing that people get wrong in this, I mean, first of all, we confuse the obesity and diabetes epidemics with obesity and diabetes, and there's plenty of evidence. So what happened in the 1980s is high fructose corn syrup came in 1977, and nobody knew it was sugar, that it was just another kind of sugar, and sugar was getting a bad rap as a sort of generally noxious nutrient. Actually, sugar consumption had been coming down in the 70s, along with obesity rates, interestingly enough. And then high fructose corn syrup comes in, and it's pitched as fruit sugar, as a healthy sort of alternative. The industry used to refer to it as fructose, because as though it was something significantly different than sugar. And then we just started eating more of it. And it, for the first time since the 1920s, sugar consumption in the United States went up by a significant amount. And with it, obesity and diabetes went up. But the problem is you don't have to evoke some kind of magical power of high fructose corn syrup to do something that sugar doesn't, or liquid sugar doesn't.
Right.
All you have to do is say, look, we didn't know it was sugar. We started eating more of it. They put it in more products. People started pushing this low-fat nonsense, so they took fat out of products and put sugar in that had never been there before, or high fructose corn syrup. And suddenly we're eating 30 pounds per capita more. That's enough to explain the obesity and diabetes increases.
Yeah.
Without there being anything significantly different. And I interviewed every biochemist who had ever worked on fructose. Not everyone, but everyone I could find. And there aren't that many of them, and they all pretty much universal. I mean, they all agree that it's just sugar.
I want to raise one more point, and then we'll get off of the Dr. Oz thing. When he went in, and Elisa and I watched the interview together because we wanted to watch it in preparation for your coming on the show. And so we watched it, and immediately when he said, so I tried to eat the way Gary wants people to eat. And immediately, as soon as he said that, I said what to you?
You said he's going to say that he's tired.
And yeah. And constipated.
And doesn't feel well and constipated.
I said he's going to do this for 24 hours. He's going to say he's tired and constipated, because I knew immediately that he was going to go to like the worst possible examples of this nutritional protocol. I mean, he didn't have to abandon the salmon or the walnuts to eat the way you eat.
Of course. I mean, I said that on the air. I said all you have to do is get rid of, you know, you've got salmon, beautiful spinach, and brown rice on your plate.
Right.
All we're saying is don't eat the brown rice.
Bingo.
Edit it out.
And the
producers kept telling me, like when they were talking about my diet versus his diet, I said, you know, well, it's not, there's fish to hear. I'm just saying don't eat the carbs. And they said, oh, we can't put fish on your plate because we got to play up the
entertainment value. See, that's what I hate it, because what they ended up doing is they ended up really diminishing your message in an effort to save his image. And they did their listeners a great disservice, as they do constantly. Dr. Oz was promoting sugar beets for its antioxidant value. Sugar beets.
Yeah.
Before
the show started, when I was talking to the producers a week before we taped, we'd like to end this show by the way, I apologize. I neglected to block my call.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I never get calls. So, anyway, they said, you know, we want to end the show with three things you and Oz agree on. And how about drinking lemon juice after eating pasta so that to keep blood sugar under control? And I said, wait a minute. I assume two-thirds of Oz's audience, like all Americans, are obese and overweight. And you're going to tell them that it's important to drink lemon juice after eating pasta? And that's going to make a difference?
Yeah.
And I said, how about this? Why don't you have Oz say that, and I'll say, don't eat the pasta.
Bingo. That's where I was going to go. Just don't eat the pasta.
They can't have rational thinking on that. I mean, not from the man who says everything Oz says is wrong, or their version of,
Shame on them. And bravo to you for not succumbing to the pressure to take a cholesterol test, because the whole cholesterol myth is just a multi-billion-dollar way of fleecing people and actually making them sicker. And bravo for you for telling him, no, I'm not taking it. You know, I would like to see him test his cholesterol, but that's a different issue. Here's what we need to do. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your new book, your old book, and some of your theories on nutrition. We've got best-selling author from The Times, Gary Taubes, on. Sounds like you have a phone ringing. Is that what it is, Gary?
Yeah.
Why don't you grab that call? I'll kill your mic, and we'll have Gary Taubes back in just a moment to talk more. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off
off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Taubes. He is the Times best-selling author. His older book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, really made people rethink nutrition in the mainstream. His new book, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It, is on sale now. Gary, let's talk about the new book for a minute, okay?
Sure.
All right, so you wrote a book that really was, in my humble opinion, the definitive discussion on why a calorie is not a calorie and why the foods that you choose have a greater impact. I mean, a lot of this stuff started with Keckwick and Pawan way back in the day, and there's been so much more information. What will we get out of the new book that we didn't get out of the old book?
You'll be able to get through it.
Okay.
You know, the old book, when I wrote it, I was literally trying to rewrite the history and science of nutrition. And I wanted to make sure that I wrote it for the intelligent layperson, but I wanted to make sure that doctors and researchers and public health authorities would get it. And so I didn't want them to have to trust anything.
Right.
And it required writing a book that, you know, you never want to say in a book, which the subtext is everything you've been hearing so far is wrong or saying so far is wrong. You don't want to have in a book the subtext that's trust me on this.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're wrong, trust me, I don't need to give you the facts.
Right, right.
So I end up with a 500-page book that is, I think is pretty compelling, but it's a difficult read, and the medical researchers, the public health guys, your doctors, don't have time to read a 500-page book, let alone one that the implication is that they're just wrong about everything. So I would, since I wrote it, I got emails from people all the time saying, this book changed my life, now would you please write one that my, you know, husband would read, or my father would read, or my doctors would write me saying, would you write one that I could give to my patients and they would read, or my fellow physicians? I'd get emails from a doctor saying, look, this book changed my life. It made I enjoy practicing medicine again because I could actually help my patients. And I've given 20 books out to colleagues and not a single one has ever gotten back to me on it. So write one that they'll read. And so I did. And this book is, it takes the major argument, the kind of paradigm-shifting argument of good calories, bad calories, which is this idea that calories itself are not the way to think about weight regulation, and it puts it right in the beginning and kind of argues it instead of telling the story historically. And it's an easy read. It's airplane reading.
So, in other words, this book is for the Wizard of Oz, not the first one. I need to buy a copy of this.
I've never read the first one, and I would hope that I'm still hoping that maybe they got so many angry emails after my show that somebody said, dude, maybe Mehmet should actually read this book so he'd understand the point.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. I predict that if he does read it, he's going to have you back on and he really is going to be apologetic because what you've basically done is, I mean, you've taken the time to assemble all of the proof and evidence, but people just need to look at what I like to call nutritional history. We look at is what is coming out today in science. We forget to look back two and three generations when people were frying their bacon in lard and they were eating raw butter and raw milk, drinking raw milk and eating whole eggs and eating meat. And then even go back even further and look at the nutritional anthropologists like the people over at the Wenner-Gren Foundation, Leslie Aiello and her group who have studied nutritional anthropology. We know that our species thrived under animal protein as their primary cornerstone and animal fat as the primary cornerstone of our development. In fact, some of the greatest changes in our species occurred when we stopped eating nuts and foraging and we started eating meat. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, these people, it's hard to imagine how biased these people are. I was just looking through this. There's a World Cancer Research Fund and the American Institute for Cancer Research put together this expert report. They got, you know, the leading experts in the field. They put together this 500-page report on food, nutrition, physical activity, and the prevention of cancer. It came out 3 years ago. I'm reading this report, and they're talking about the anthropological literature. And they refer to hunter-gatherers as gatherer-hunters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have never before seen that phrase, but that's to establish their bias off the get-go. They've decided that our Paleolithic ancestors actually did more gathering than hunting, therefore they ate more plants than meat, therefore we can tell people to eat more plants than meat.
Oh my gosh, it's so disgusting.
It's crazy. You know, it's just, and I keep saying, I lecture to these med schools and stuff like that, and I say, let's just pretend this is a science for a second. You know,
it's
and not
terrible.
Some weird religion that you guys live in. By the way, when I say that, it's not the way to make friends among your audience.
Yeah, but you know what? No. But you got to shake people up a little bit. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, say what it is and let the fallout occur, because I predict that those who fall out as time goes on will reevaluate why they fell out, and most of them have agendas and they're not looking at the truth. That's the bottom line. You know, we know that as the government changes the recommendations in the food pyramid, people get sicker and sicker. You know, like Dr. Phil says, and I like Dr. Phil because he's folksy and he uses common sense. We abandon common sense. In fact, I did a show 2.5 years ago with Randy Roach that intuition and instinct has been bred out of us. We can't have a successful relationship. I said sexual relationship. I like that. I can't have a successful relationship. Can't raise a child the right way. Can't eat the right, unless we read it in a book somewhere. None of us use common sense anymore.
It's true, but the problem is, it's funny because Michael Pollan also makes that same argument, and I disagree with about half of the conclusions Pollan comes to by making that argument. You know, if we lived in the wild, well, we'd all probably starve to death, but assuming, you know, the problem is the environment has changed, so, you know, we can't use common sense. I mean, it's not that reading the experts helps, but common sense tends to send you off the rails because, you know, like feeding my children, I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and if they had their way, they'd eat nothing but foods with sugar in them.
Right, because they're being, but that's because they're being marketed to.
No. That's because if they get close to them. I mean, I'll tell you a funny story. When we used to drive out. I lived in New York. We'd drive out into the suburbs to have brunch Sunday with brunch with my in-laws every weekend. And at the time, my older son was 4, and my younger son was about 9 months. And they're in the back of the car, and my older son was eating a lollipop, because we'd give him a lollipop just to let him, to keep him quiet for the car
right,
trip.
Right, right.
And he falls asleep, and he puts the lollipop down, and the younger kid's been screaming. Now, the younger kid's never had a lollipop. He's been screaming for a lollipop. Like, somehow he knows that this is going to taste really good. And then the older kid falls asleep and puts a lollipop in his little cup holder, and we suddenly realize the younger one, the 9 months old, isn't screaming. And we look over, he's reached over, taken the lollipop, and is sucking on it.
I'll be darned.
He's never had sugar in his life. How did he know?
So we have sugar radar, I guess.
Yeah, he's now like 2.5 years old. He's not getting it from marketing. He's getting it because it's doing something to his body and his brain that he wants more of.
Wow.
You know, and he will, I mean, there's a guaranteed tantrum. I have to, you know, I go home, like, if I had my way, if I was the only parent, there wouldn't be any sugar in the house, but I'm not. And I have to hide all the packages that have anything, you know, like one of these faux health bars that are just, you know, basically candy bars with less fat and more sugar. If they see one, then I'm going to have a fight about it. So I have to make sure that they're at least hidden away where they can't see them, so that I don't have to
fight with them about
it.
Right, right, right.
So common sense on some level gets subverted.
But you know what I was really talking about there? We don't pass down any information. I mean, most people today couldn't tell you how old their great-grandmother was when she passed away, never mind the nutritional origins of their own family. You know, I do believe that there is some value in understanding how, I'm being sarcastic when I say how our great grandparents lived to the eighth and ninth decade of life, eating everything that we're not supposed to eat and not taking a pill to cure any of the things that we cure today. How did they get to 80 and 90? It's a mystery to me. I mean, I'm joking, but I mean,
yeah, no, it's, and I agree with you on that 100%. You know, I'm just saying, like, my new book, Why We Get Fat, I start with this, the story of Hilda Brook, this young German pediatrician coming to the United States in 1933, and she's walking around New York, and she's saying, my God, there's all these fat kids walking around the streets of New York. Like, what's going on here? So not just fat kids, I mean, not just, you know, roly-poly fat children.
Right.
And then she said other, you know, emigres would ask her the same thing. They thought because she was a pediatrician, she would know. So she then started the first pediatric obesity clinic in the United States, which was at Columbia University. And that was because in 1934, at the heart of the Depression, she was stunned about how many fat children there were in the United States compared to Europe. So, and that was back, you know, my grandpa, my parents, you know, other people's grandparents' ages. And then the question was, what was going on there? And that's what I'm trying when I think about how doctors and medical researchers are and scientists. It's like, how do you get these people to just ask the question, why were the kids fat in 1934? It was in the heart of the Depression.
Yeah, because that, I thought under preceding the Depression, malnutrition was a big problem.
And malnutrition was a big problem then. I mean, you know, people were going hungry. There was, you know, bread lines and soup kitchens, and I forget the numbers, some of the, you know, 40% of workers are out of work. I mean, it was terrible. They couldn't, and there were no McDonald's, there were no Burger Kings, there were no supersized sodas. So why were they fat? It seems like a simple question to ask, and it's a good chance that whatever made them fat makes us fat.
Today, yeah, I agree with you. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing more about the book, Why We Get Fat. You know, whether you're an athlete or an average person, this book can actually unlock for you your ability to get your body into the condition and the look that you really want. Gary, where should people go get the book?
Well, they could certainly get it online at Amazon, you know, all the major sites. Every bookstore should have it, and if they don't, make them order it.
There you go. There you go. Why We Get Fat by Gary Taubes. Stay tuned. We're going to have more with Gary Taubes when we come back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are are at orbitnutrition.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Taubes. His new book, Why We Get Fat, could unlock, I say, your ability to reach your physical goals, whether you're an athlete trying to make weight. This is an amazing read. As a matter of fact, Elisa said that she's running out.
I'm going to go out and get it today.
Stop wasting time.
I know. Let's go now.
But I had the great opportunity to interview you when we had on the Body RX show with Dr. Scott Connolly, and the two of you guys, you know, together, it's like a brain trust listening to the science go back and forth. But the reality is that what you've done is really distilled all the important information down so that people can just go right to it, not waste any time.
Well, that's what I'm trying to. I mean, I'm trying to also simplify it. There's so much, I don't know, probably 1,000 diet books come out every year, if not more, and there's so much noise. And one of the arguments I'm making is they all fundamentally work the same way. Everything, you know, once we understand why we get fat, then we can understand what to do about it, and that's why the title of the book is called Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It. I mean, getting to understand why we get fat is the bulk of the show, and as you mentioned earlier, I want to get people off this idea that it's all about, you know, or that it is about how much we eat and exercise, that it's about calories in minus calories out, and get them to think about how their fat tissue is actually regulated by the body. And this is the way European researchers thought about it prior to the Second World War, like the guys who actually invented all the fields of science that are relevant to obesity. And, you know, once you start thinking about obesity, instead of in this idea that it's about taking in more calories than you expend, or weight regulation is, you know, if I just eat more, then I get fatter. If I exercise more, I get leaner. And start thinking about how the foods you eat affect the hormonal regulation of your fat tissue, which should be obvious. I mean, it's weird. You know, again, when I lecture, I say it's 2011. I'm talking to doctors and professors, and why do I have to tell you that you're dealing with a disorder of excess fat accumulation, you should pay attention to how the fat tissue is regulated.
Really? Like, that should be job number one right now in this country.
Should be job number one. And people say to me, well, Gary, you're closed-minded. And I said, or you're, you know, that's your theory. And I said, my theory is that if you've got too much fat, you should look to see, you know, pay attention first to how the fat tissue is regulated. And that's somehow so contrary to your, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Again, it's 2011. They should have been doing this for the past 60 years.
What happened?
And they were, and then they got off it.
What happens when you're at a party or you're well, first of all, do you ever discuss with your friends the way they eat?
Well,
because this is something that Elisa and I deal with our friends, because it's gotten to the point where I think they start staying away from us because they don't want us to remind them about what they're doing.
Well, I have to say, before we go to a dinner party or a cocktail party, my wife always gives me the, please don't talk about this stuff. You know, please, for one. And then what happens is you get to the party and people go, what do you do? And you go, well, I'm a writer. I'm, you know, what kind? What do you write? Well, health and nutrition. And, you know, they might say anything I might have read.
Right.
And eventually, and then they're interested. Everyone's interested. And the next thing I know, I've got five people around me. I'm talking about how insulin regulates fat tissue, and my wife is glaring at me from across the room.
Right.
Or the other thing that happens, I look over, and my wife is explaining to people how insulin regulates fat tissue.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that's why she's so slim, because she gave up French fries and pasta. By the way, I got an email the other day from a guy, a consultant in New York, who said, I love this. I read your book, and it changed the way I live. And I, you know, I never thought about this stuff, never wanted to be one of these, you know, people who didn't eat certain foods. And, you know, but I figured I'd try it. My wife tried it. We both lost like 30 pounds. We feel great. We have more energy. And he goes, at what cost? French fries? Question mark.
Right.
You know, it's like, anyway.
You know what the problem I have is people don't understand. Like even Dr. Oz, he said to you, you know, but these are the foods of my soul or something like that. You know, I forget what term he used to imply, like, I love these foods. You want me to stop eating them. And what people need to understand is that we eat a lot of foods that we were never designed to eat in the first place. And just because you've been eating them doesn't make it right. It's like I've said numerous times that if they could figure out how to feed us wood and find nutritional value in it, we'd be eating wood today. That doesn't make it right. And actually, we're going to be talking about some nutritional idiocy on tomorrow's show.
And
we are eating wood.
The metaphor I use in the book, some people like it, some don't, is cigarettes. And I say, yeah, you know, just like cigarettes cause lung cancer, carbohydrates in our diet make us fat. And just like cigarettes, like, you know, 9 out of 10 smokers don't get lung cancer, but for the one guy who does, the cigarettes are almost assuredly the cause. And the same is true for, you know, weight. The carbohydrates don't make everyone fat, but for those of us who get fat, we get fat because of the carbs we eat. So the fact that we like them or not, you know, the fact that we like them so much is also because they have this power in our body to make us fat. But if you were to talk to a smoker, I don't know, you guys probably never smoked.
I did in high school. I was an idiot.
I started in graduate school. I came out to Stanford, and everybody was so healthy that, of course, I started to smoke to spite them. And then to say as though they cared. And it took 20 years, you know, to quit. And I still chew Nicorettes like 12 years later. I think, you know, that's one thing I'm grateful to Obama for, is he made chewing Nicorettes, you know, socially acceptable.
Popular.
But the point is, you talk to a smoker, they will tell you they cannot give up cigarettes because their life wouldn't be worth living. The same way an alcoholic can't give up alcohol because that's what gives them joy. And, you know, that's what the addictive power of these substances. So the fact that we love these carbs is irrelevant to whether or not they cause, you know, they make us fat and cause the diseases
Bingo.
That go with it.
Bingo.
I have a question, Gary.
Yes.
I watched one of your interviews on YouTube. I don't remember which one it was, but you were at a restaurant, and there was a glass of red wine in front of you. Do you drink red wine?
Not that much, but if I do go out, I will have red wine. I don't drink it because it's healthy. I have no idea whether the red wine is good for you. I do not believe it's the explanation for the French paradox.
Uh-huh.
If I drink and, you know, we're out socially, I will have a glass or two of red wine, sure.
Now, where do you stand on the quality of food today? We're talking about the variety of foods and how they affect disease, especially obesity. But where do you stand on the quality of food? Like, I am a huge proponent of grass-fed beef. I'm a huge proponent of raw, unpasteurized milk. And I'm not necessarily a zealot, but I believe if we practice nutritional history and we hearken back to the days where people were eating all the foods they're not supposed to, yet still living long, healthy lives, we look at the fact that factory farming, commercialization of the food chain has changed the quality of our food. Do you have any opinions on that at all?
You know, it's quite likely, but I try to, you know, remember before I actually got outspoken on the subject of carbs, I spent 5 years researching it. when I was looking at, you know, the problem with the carb story is you've got this consistent story from the 19th century or from, you know, Paleolithic era up to the present, and you've got randomized clinical trials to support it. And so you could tell a consistent story. When it actually gets to the changes like omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids that you might find in grass-fed beef instead of, you know, the factory-fed horrors, yeah, I just don't know how much of a difference it would make. One of the most significant findings I talked in Good Calories, Bad Calories were these researchers who had, you know, they and this was in the late 80s and 90s, and they did these studies where they said, let's assume that what the public health types are telling us is true, and that if you eat less saturated fat, you'll reduce your cholesterol by this much, and if you reduce your cholesterol by this much, you'll reduce your risk of heart disease, and let's see how much longer you'll live. And they ran the numbers, and for every one of us, the answer was, if we do everything, if we eat the low-fat diets that the government wants us to eat, and they're right, that it will help us and not hurt us, you know, you might extend your life by like a week to a couple months.
Right.
And they pointed out that, you know, that's not like you don't get a week to a couple months more on your honeymoon or on your vacation. It's just instead of dying at 75 years and 3 months in February, you die at 75 years and 4 months in March. And whenever they say, so that's you get an extra month in the nursing home, basically.
Right, right.
And whenever they say, you know, that this, if everybody did this, it would prevent, you know, 30,000 deaths a year. This one fellow who was at UC San Francisco at the time said, look, no deaths are prevented, right? We all die.
Right.
It delays 30,000 deaths a year.
Right.
And so basically what it's doing is 30,000 people would have died in December are going to die in January.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So they don't die this year, they die next year.
Right.
So my point is, I'm pretty confident that if we got rid of the sugars and the refined carbs and the starches, we'd live a few years. You know, a significant improvement in health, maybe equaling what you get by a smoker quitting cigarettes, maybe more. You know, we certainly wouldn't get obese and diabetic.
But I tell you what I think you would have, okay? And I know you've had opinions on exercise, and
right.
I'm a big believer in physical culture and exercise for the creation of new muscle, because I believe muscle is metabolic currency. And I agree with you that more muscle means more calories, but as long as there or more food, or more hunger, as long as it's the right food, you're going to continue to stay lean and build muscle. And muscle can aid you as you get older. What I would say to that person who says, yeah, but I'm only going to live another year and I'm depriving myself of these things I like, I would say to them, yes, but the last decade of your life, you'll spend in full stride in life as opposed to in a chair facing a wall pooping in a diaper. That's, well, to me, that's really where the magic is to me.
Yeah, and that could indeed be true. I mean, I'm obviously, when I'm talking about exercise, I'm just talking about the value of increasing your energy expenditure over
right.
the course of a day.
Right.
You know, I exercise myself as well, and I also try to eat grass-fed meat all the time, as much because I think it's healthy as because I've been convinced that nobody should support factory farming in this country unless that, you know, their income level is such that their only choice for eating, you know, a healthy, meal every day and giving one to their children is buying, you know, stuff from, Hormel
right,
and Smithfield
right.
and people like that.
Right. Let's Gary, let's do this. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap this up. We're talking with Gary Taubes. You can get his book, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It, at Amazon.com or wherever finer books are sold. And if they don't have it, demand that they get it. Don't even leave the store. Stand there and tell them, I'm staying here until you get the book for me. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Taubes. We're talking about his new book, Why We Get Fat. Someone posted on Facebook, Chris LaFleur actually posted, if the doctors were to find that the things in Gary's book were true, they'd nearly have to start all over. It's not hard to imagine why they would be resistant. What do you think about that, Gary?
Well, it's true. I mean, this is why Oz couldn't say anything. I'm saying that their fundamental approach to treating overweight and obesity is wrong. And you know, think about it. If the more heavy you get, the more diabetic you get, the more heart disease you get. You know, cancer is associated with
dementia, and Alzheimer's is now associated with it.
So you're looking at basically every disease that they're treating has this dietary component to it. And of course, they're giving the wrong advice. They're telling people just, you know, like, beautiful fruits and vegetables. Look at these colors. You know, it's like, it's got to be magic. So eat those and they'll prevent all these diseases, and they won't. So as you put it, when the show starts, I don't believe in conspiracies, but it certainly works to the benefit of both the pharmaceutical industry and the agricultural industry to sell the foods, have the government pushing the foods that the agricultural industry sells. And the food industry, you know, I remember watching the Super Bowl this year and thinking, my goodness, everything being advertised as food related is high sugar or high beer.
Look at the amount of corn consumption. You know, we talked about this on the air. When they want to fatten up a cow right before they slaughter it, they feed it pure corn for like the last 3 to 4 weeks that it's alive. It puts on 3 pounds of fat a day.
Yeah. Well, this is for this, you know. I mean, it's funny. One of the arguments I get against these ideas, you know, is that, well, everyone's known that carbs are fattening, therefore the fact that carbs are fattening isn't that interesting, let's move on. Well, if carbs are fattening, why are you telling people that the way to lose weight is to exercise more? Imagine if they said the way to prevent lung cancer is to exercise more, because, you know, those smokers, they have trouble running long distances, right?
Because yeah, right. Their lungs are full build your endurance,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they build their endurance, they won't get lung cancer. And then when they get lung cancer anyway, the doctors, of course, would say, well, that's because they didn't try hard enough or they didn't listen to us.
I wonder what Dr. Oz would have said had you asked him about his fantastic nutritional protocol, staving off disease, and the recent discovery of a polyp in his colon, and if they had anything to do with each other.
Well, you know how these guys think. He'd think he just didn't start eating correctly early enough.
Soon enough, right.
You know, and this is the problem with anecdotal evidence. I think, you know, refined carbs and sugars are the obvious suspect for most cancers, and this is supported by a, you know, ever-growing line of research now linking insulin and this hormone called insulin-like growth factor to cancer promotion. But I'll tell you, if I get cancer, I'm going to be really bummed out.
Well, don't do that, Gary. Don't do that. Okay?
You know, because that's a fundamental tenet of my, but even more than heart disease, because who knows what, you know.
But you know what? In my humble opinion, I like yourself, I read a lot of research. I think that IGF-1 is corollary, not causative. I believe that inflammation is the root of the disruption of the apoptotic landscape, and then IGF-1 just is like gasoline on the fire.
It could be, except then you have to ask where the inflammation comes from.
It comes from perhaps one of the sources are grains and legumes and anti-nutrients in these foods that actually cause and promote inflammation.
Well, also burning a lot of glucose for fuel.
Bingo.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There's a lot of fascinating research that all implicates carbs.
Yeah.
The problem is the epidemiology doesn't. I was just exchanging emails with this guy at Oxford University who's like considered the leading, you know, epidemiologist in the world. He's obsessed with cigarettes. And he's telling me that obesity accounts for about 8% of dietary-related cancers, and there's another 30 to 60% that have to be explained. Depending on your estimates, maybe 70% more. But the problem is that obese people and lean people also eat refined carbs and sugars. It's just obese people get fat from them. So the other 60 to 70% could be explained by the carbs, but these kinds of studies can't show that effect. They're what's called confounded by the fact that everybody does the same thing. It's just some people, you see different symptoms than others. So, and then you're back to these, you know, $500 million studies to actually demonstrate that it really, you know, whether or not it really is sugars and.
You know what I like? I think it was Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore who coined the term, but I can't be sure. It was in an interview that I did quite a while ago. But I love this term, carbohydrate intolerant. Almost like people who are lactose intolerant, they know they can't have milk products. Well, people who get fat from eating starchy carbs and sugary carbs, as you pointed out on Oz's show, you know, there are some people that can get away with it and some people can't. Those people are now being called within a small group of scientists carbohydrate intolerant.
Yeah, and it's an excellent word for it. And that's what, you know, I mean, my brother is 6'5" and probably weighs 170 pounds. I mean, he's not carb intolerant. He never was. I mean, he was always thinner than I was. He will always be thinner than I was, regardless of how much we eat. I go back to eating the amount of carbs I did, I'm going to weigh 250.
And it actually, you know, may be because he is genetically, let me think about this. Dr. Connolly gave me this information. He's genetically insulin, has a greater degree of insulin sensitivity, I guess, than
you do. Well,
that's
the thing. You know, it's all about insulin and effect partition. The technical term is fuel partitioning.
Right.
And insulin is the hormone, and the enzymes that insulin interacts with and the receptors is how it partitions fuel in your body, whether you burn the carbs you eat or you store them, basically. That's
right.
The two things you could do with them. And some people burn them. And these people are lean, and they like to run marathons. And some of us store them, and we're not lean, or we tend to get fatter as we get older. And so the only way to get around it is to keep insulin levels low. And then we will be more like those people who burn the carbs.
Right, right. We're coming to the end of the interview. I want to thank you for your contribution. I realize that this is a job for you, but you could have gone off on a different tangent entirely. I really do believe strongly that the answers to preventing disease in this country and the answer to the whole healthcare debacle is in your book. I wish Michelle Obama would pick your book up and launch a campaign to change the way people eat. Now, you know, it'll be difficult because they'll be peeing in a lot of Cheerios bowls of people who are huge, huge supporters of them financially, namely, you know, big companies like ConAgra and Monsanto and so on and so forth. But with that being said, if the mission is really to rid this country of disease, which is linked to obesity, the answers are in your book, and people just need to pick it up and read it. And not resist it. And I would say to Dr. Oz, or the Wizard of Oz, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting, that, you know, unlock, who was it? Salt and pepper, free your mind and the rest will follow. Remember that lyric?
Mm-hmm.
I say, the Wizard of Oz, free your mind and the rest will follow. Read the book and then come back on the air and do a mea culpa and tell your audience, I'm man enough to say I was wrong and I'm doing this because I care about you out there. And I want you to live a healthier life because you are so wrong about the advice you give on nutrition. Just this morning, he was on a show talking about how to lose weight. I had to walk away.
100 calories a day.
I had to walk away. Gary, I didn't even have coffee yet. I was going to vomit. I was like, oh my God, now this guy is on other people's shows spreading this nonsense.
Yeah, well, you know, you just gave me a good idea because in the epilogue of GC, good calories, bad calories, I actually use that 100 calories a day notion as the evidence that the people in nutrition and public health and medicine aren't scientists. They have no idea what science is or how to do it. And it's the one time my editor let me go to castigate the community. I point out that I never use the word scientist to describe any of these people in the book. You know, usually books like mine say scientists say this, scientists say that.
Right.
I didn't do it. So maybe I'm going to take the epilogue. I have Oz's email. I'll send it to him and see if I can get him to at least read the epilogue.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? The guy needs to read the book, apply it. If he really cares about his listeners, become the chemistry expert yourself. Apply it. And don't eat pork rinds, for crying out loud. That's not what Gary eats. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah,
give us a break here. All right, listen. I could go on and on about this for days because it really frustrates the heck out of me because at the root of disease in this country is all avoidable by just getting people to understand nutrition. And I applaud you for what you're doing. Keep up the great work. People, buy the book, Why We Get Fat. I know we're going to go out and buy it right after the show. Gary, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. And we also want to thank Mike Mahler for being on the first half of the show talking about better sex through chemistry. Don't forget, tomorrow is Casual Friday when we expose nutritional idiocy in America. You're not going to want to miss that, right, Elisa?
That's right.
Because Elisa's been doing a lot of work on the show.
I sure have.
Lots of good stuff, okay? So yep. We will see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.